Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome back to Baseball News. I am Mark Panther. The Panthers had a flair for the dramatic in their first game against Peak to Peak today, and they did manage to pull off a victory, an ugly win, still a win, 10-9, as they led 10-4 going into the bottom of the seventh, and the home team Peak to Peak managed to get back in it, and the final score was 10-9. So as a reward for the victory, Delta will face the number one team in 3A right now, Eaton, one of the hosts of this tournament. The winner of this game will advance to the final tomorrow. So, essentially, this is a semifinal in the winner's bracket. They will play the winner of University La Junta going on right now at La Junta. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, starting with the Panthers. Again, head coach Steve Ryer doing a few different things with the lineup for this game, partly because of the type of team and the team that Eaton is, and partly because of the preparation for tomorrow. So leading off for Delta will be the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. Batting third, the second baseman, Rylan Bynum. Batting cleanup will be the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. Batting fifth, the catcher, Luke Gastineau. And the sixth hole is going to be the center fielder, Braden Sprunk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rip Lockhart. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Lance Porter. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Brett Leho. Evan Ficklin, the designated hitter, batting for the pitcher, Donnie Rayleigh. The starting lineups for the Eaton Reds, they'll have their catcher leading off, Gunnar Duncan. Batting second will be the right fielder, Lucas Stone. Batting third will be their shortstop, Walker Martin. Walker is committed to play baseball at Arkansas. That is, of course, if he doesn't get drafted in the Major League Baseball's amateur draft coming up this summer. He's apparently projected to go in the first round. Very accomplished baseball player is Walker Martin. Their cleanup batter is the left fielder, Ryder Tree. Batting fifth will be the designated hitter, Tate Smith. In the sixth hole will be their first baseman, Garrett Garrison. Batting seventh will be their pitcher, Mitch Haythorne, who I believe is committed to play at LSU next year. Batting eighth will be their third baseman, Joey Blaskowski, and batting ninth will be the center fielder, Cade Gentry. The designated hitter is batting for the second baseman, Cooper Niter. You may have heard some familiar names in that starting lineup. Several of them played football for Eaton and met Delta in the state championship for football this year, Walker Martin being one of them at their quarterback position. Taking a look at the starting pitchers today, specifically Haythorne for Eaton. He's had three appearances, started two of them, a 2-0 record, a .70 earned run average, 6 walks, and 26 strikes. So these Delta batters going to have their work cut out for them at the plate as they finish up the starting lineups here at the field. The Delta did play Eaton in this tournament last year, in their third game of the tournament, and lost pretty handily, if I remember. I do think they scored a couple runs, though, so it looks like we're going to take a quick pause for the national anthem. Take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the first pitch of this baseball game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta, once again, will be the visiting team. Eaton, the home team, of course, that it is their field we are playing on. So, Connor Workman will lead off for Delta in the game against Peak to Peak earlier. Connor went 1-for-3. He did reach on an error, was led off that game by reaching first base on a on catcher's interference. Stole a couple of bases, scored a run, so he did quite a bit there in that first game. He laid down a pretty bunt up the third base line, probably as perfect a drag bunt as you could have, and legged it out for an infield single for his hit. So he's facing Haythorn here, and that first pitch is called a strike. The 0-1, swinging a miss, set a pitch low. And Haythorn works very quickly. He gets the sign and deals. That pitch outside in the dirt, Workman up the line, but he's going to be thrown out. One out, now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando went 2-for-5 with a double and a run scored in the first game. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time, and here's the pitch to Clay, and that'll miss outside. Taken for a ball. And the pitch from Hawthorne. right down the pipe. That's a strike. Here's the 1-1 from Hawthorne. Taken on the outside corner. That's strike two. And the pitch. That's low and outside. The count's even. To do delivery. That's inside for strike three. That's off the inside corner. Definitely not Lando's pitch, but I don't think he was expecting for a call to strike three either. Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Rue was 0 for 3, reached on an error, scored a run in the game against Peak to Peak. He's swinging at the first pitch. He misses, and it's a strike. And the pitch. That misses outside. Also in with the 1-1 delivery. That one's elevated in the zone, swinging and missed by Bynum. Hawthorne shakes off the sign, now delivers. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Hawthorne kicks and fires, swinging a miss at a pitch in the dirt and outside. The catcher throws down to first. Duncan gets in there, and so Hawthorne strikes out the side to start the game. As we'll head to the red pass of the first. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Steve Ryer looking to kind of piece together pitchers for this game, starting with Donnie Raley. Donnie's had one other start this year. It's been his only appearance as well. 14 ERA, 3 walks, 1 strike. So limited duty for Donnie. And the southpaw looking to maybe catch lightning in the bottle here against this very potent Eaton Reds lineup. It'll start with Gunnar Duncan. Duncan batting 542 on the season, a double and a home run. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And the pitch. That misses low, I believe. So Donnie stares in, comes set at the waist. And delivers. That misses low as well. Good job by Donnie keeping the pitch low. Just a little too low. Here's the pitch to Duncan. That one misses high, and it's 3-0. And the pitch. That one misses, a four-pitch walk. And Duncan will be on it first. Lucas Stone comes to the plate, batting 625 on the season. Six doubles, nine RBI. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner. It's going to be Zach Mask at first. Stone steps in from the left side. So seven walks and three strikeouts. He'll take strike one on the outside corner. This one back up the middle, fielded by Clay to Bynum. And Delta's, oh, I thought it was close. I thought they rolled two there, but a 6-4 on the fielder's choice at second gets the lead runner for the first out of the inning. And now Walker Martin will come to the plate. Martin batting from the left side. Stone, three stolen bases on the year. He stares at Rayleigh. Rayleigh will catch the outside corner. Martin batting 647 on the year. Six doubles and a triple, nine RBI. Eight walks, one strikeout. Here's the 0-1 from Donnie. That misses. It's a good spot to miss. Maybe just a little low. On the outside part of the plate. Short lead by Stone at first. The pitch. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Stone held on at first by Lockhart. As Martin steps back in, left on left, the pitch. That one is hit deep to right and it's gone. That, I'm not sure that one's landed yet. Martin with a two-run jack here in the top of the first. He jumped on that, yanked it, and it left the yard in a hurry. So Eaton up 2-1 here, or 2-0, excuse me, in the bottom of the first inning, and Ryder True will come to the plate. True batting 250 on the season, couple of doubles. And he'll take ball one. Three walks, two strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 423. This one's going to be lifted to left field. Workman is going to watch it, and we've got back-to-back jacks. So Eaton is up 3-0. And that'll bring Tate Smith to the plate. Designated hitter today. And again, beautiful day for baseball. Not a cloud in the sky. Low 50s. Very little breeze. Although right now with the sun going down, first base, right field, maybe second base might be struggling to see the ball a little bit. Smith will take ball one. The 1-0 catches the knees for a strike. Donnie stares in. He's got his sign. And delivers. Swinging a miss. So Smith will be ahead in the count, 1-2. Excuse me. Rayleigh will be ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch, that'll miss low. The count's even. Donnie comes set at the waist and delivers. That one's going to miss inside, and the count is full. Here's the payoff pitch from Rayleigh. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two outs in the inning. And Garrett Garrison will come to the plate. Garrison batting 350 on the season, two doubles. Two walks, six strikeouts, on base percentage of 500. Steps in on the right side against the lefty Rayleigh. And the pitch. Donnie misses low. Rayleigh stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. Off-speed pitch is swung on and missed. That'll be even at one. Garrison steps out. Takes a deep breath now. We'll step back in. The pitch. That pitch catches the outside corner. A little breaking action there. That might have been a slider from Donnie. He comes set and delivers the 1-2. Pitch just misses the outside. And the count will be even at 2. Ew, that was close. Donnie wanted it, so did the Delta fans. Didn't get it. Deuces wild on the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And here is the pitch. Check swing, and they're going to say he checked his swing, and they want to check down first base line. Umpire down there says no, he did not go. So the count will be full. Payoff pitch from Rayleigh is going to miss low, and he's going to lose Garrison. That'll bring the pitcher, Mitch Hawthorne, Hathorn, to the plate. Hathorn at the plate this season, batting 500 with 5 RBI. 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. The Garrison will be held on at first by Lockhart. The pitch will be fouled off on the right side, out of play. Rayleigh stares in and gets his sign. Sets the runner at first, now comes home. This one swung on and missed, and Donnie's way ahead 0-2. And the pitch. When it bounces to the plate, good block by the Gastineau. Rayleigh definitely working down in the zone and down in the dirt on that one. Trying not to elevate anything, give these Eaton batters anything to hit. Here's the pitch. That one's actually elevated, but misses the zone, and the count's even at 2. Rayleigh's set and delivers. This one chopped back to him. He'll field the position. Soft toss to Lockhart at first, and Delta going to get out of the inning. So the Reds score 3 on a couple of hits. Left a runner on base, and no errors for Delta. Delta has 4, 5, and 6 due up in the top of the second. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel & Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel & Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Pickle moves off the inning for Delta. The designated hitter took strike 1 at the knees and then swings and misses to quickly go down 0-2 in the count. And the game against Peak to Peak went 2-for-4 with an RBI. The pitch can be fouled back off the backstop, hit the crossbar. So step out, now back in. Here's the pitch from Hazelin. That one bounces to the plate. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. One out, and Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Delta catcher will. There's 2-2 with 2 walks against Peak to Peak earlier today. And the pitch. This one is going to be lifted down the line in left. The left fielder drew over, dives, and makes the catch in foul territory. So 2 outs, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Great catch by True. Well into foul territory down by the bullpen. Grado went 1-for-3 with a walk, an RBI, and 2 runs scored earlier. He'll take ball 1. Long look in by Haythorne now. He delivers. That one's outside and Sprout ahead in the count now. Here's the 2-0 delivery. That one at the knees on the inside half, and it's 2-1. Sprout steps out, now back in. Haythorn working quickly. The pitch. That misses high. Raiders now got a strike to give. Looking for a base hit. They're ball four here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. All right. That's why you get three of them. Here's the payoff pitch from Haythorn. Swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. And that'll be strike three. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on for Delta as they go in order here in the top of the second. Reds will come up in the bottom of the inning, 8-9-1. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, back with you here as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Eaton leads 3-0. The third baseman, Joey Lepkowski, will come to the plate. He'll take ball one outside from Raylan. Skowski batting .421 on the season, a couple of doubles, two walks, two strikeouts. The pitch, that'll miss outside for ball two. Raylan will move some dirt around by the rubber. Skowski steps out, now back in. Donnie's got his sign and delivers. That one misses high. So Donnie starting out the leadoff batter for this inning the way he started the first leadoff batter for the Reds with three straight pitches for balls. And the pitch, that one misses, and it's a four-pitch walk, so this inning starting the same way the last one did. It'll bring Cade Gentry to the plate. Gentry batting .500 with 5 RBI on the season. One walk and a 2 strikeouts. He'll step in from the left side against the lefty Raylan. Signs come from Todd Hernandez, kind of the third base coach's box. Raylan stares at Lepkowski at first. And delivers home for a ball. Good lead by Lepkowski. And the pitch. That bounces to the plate. Good block by Gastineau. Again, Raylan doing a good job of keeping the ball down. And the pitch. Off-speed pitch misses inside. Gastineau yet to throw a strike this inning. Delta would like to roll two here before the Reds flip the lineup card, the pitch. That one will miss, and back-to-back walks. We'll have runners at first and second for Eaton, and Gunnar Duncan will come to the plate. As I mentioned, led the first inning off with a walk as pitching coach Keaton Ryer will jog to the mound and talk to his lefty starter a little bit, just maybe a few words of encouragement and just telling him to keep bearing down. And honestly, I couldn't tell you what he's saying out there, but I guess I'm just staying in there, I suppose, and let's throw some strikes out there. Little pat on the back, and Pete will head back to the dugout. Maybe I'll ask Pete after the game what he says when he goes out to the mound for those types of discussions. I'm sure it differs each time, but the pitch, that's in for a strike. Nope. Did he call that a strike? It's tough to tell. He did. Okay. So whatever Keith said must have worked. Wiskowski will lead off a second. As Bynum and Clay were getting out on him, that pitch just misses the outside for a ball. Lockhart playing in front of the runner at first. Gentry. That pitch will be fouled off out of play on the right back. So Rayleigh ahead in the count, 1-2. Rayleigh checks the runner at second, now comes home. Swing and a miss, great breaking pitch by Donnie. One out, and Lucas Stone will come to the plate. He reached on fielder's choice and scored last inning. The second strikeout for Donnie here in the game. Donnie checking the runner quite a bit, now comes home, and Stone squares the bunt. I think it may have distracted Gastineau or gotten his line of sight as the ball gets by him. And it looks like Stone got the bat back in time and took ball one. The runners will advance on the wild pitch. Actually, we'll call it a pass ball. So it'll take the double play off the table. As Stone will take ball two. Wiskowski the runner at third, Gentry at second. And the pitch. That one misses. So it is 3-0 to the Eaton right fielder. Here's the pitch. That one misses low, and another four-pitch walk will load the bases for Walker Martin. Martin with a two-run blast in the first inning. I'm sure he's looking to duplicate that result here. The home run, that is. With the bases loaded, it'd obviously be a grand slam, but the pitch. And he lifts that to center field. Braden's back, and it's over Sprout's head. It goes to the wall. Run one will score. Two runs will score. Three runs will score. Actually, it's two runs. I got confused as the on-deck hitter came toward the plate to grab the bat, so a two-run double for Martin. So that'll be four RBIs on the day so far for the Eaton shortstop. Kenny leads five to nothing. Here in the bottom of the second, Ryder true to the plate. He had a solo shot going back to back with Martin in the first. He'll take ball one low. Stone the runner at third, Martin at second. Here's the pitch. This one bounces to Gastineau, who knocks it down. It's obvious that Raley does not want to make a mistake pitch up in the zone. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It gets by Gastineau. Stone will score from third. Martin will take third. And Ryder True will step back in with a 2-1 count. The pitch. This one chopped at the plate and foul. And the count's even. Raley looks in, he's set, and delivers. This one's going to be lifted to short right field. Bynum's out, Lejo's in, and Ryland makes the catch. Bynum going out toward right field. He was the only one that had a shot at it, makes the diving catch. For the second out of the inning, Tate Smith will come to the plate. Delta had some action down in their bullpen. Didn't quite see who it was, but this could be the last inning for Raley. Raley shakes off the side, now delivers. That's taken for strike on the outside corner. I think Martin, the runner at third, was halfway down the line before Bynum made that catch out in the outfield. Had to retreat quickly. The pitch. It's low. Counts even. Again, Gastineau doing a good job of keeping it in front of him. And the pitch. That one. Again in the dirt. So out here in the bottom of the second, Eaton leads 6-0. Donnie set. And delivers the 2-0. That catches the outside corner. The count's even. Raley looking to get out of the inning here. And the pitch. This one lined right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. An RBI single will score Martin. And that brings Garrett Garrison to the plate. Garrison walked last inning. True with one stolen base on the season, a short lead against the lefty Raley. This pitch will be hit in the air to right field. Lejo cannot get there. It's going to bounce by him on the as he dives. They're going to send the runner Smith, and they've got him at the plate. Oh, he stepped on the glove of Gastineau. And they called him safe. Smith Smith actually rolled his ankle, stepping on the glove of Gastineau, which was, I thought, in front of the plate, but they called him safe, and Eaton leads 8-0. So it looks like we're going to get a pitching change, as Donnie Raley's day is done. Looks like this is going to be number 22, Jacob Hancock, who pitched a little bit in the game against Pete to Pete. Had some success. We will take a break and come back with this pitching change. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All matches are subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Now, Tanner back with you here. Jake Hancock coming in on the pitching change. He did pitch a couple of innings against Peak to Peak earlier today. In that game, he allowed three runs, had a strikeout. So the only pitcher not available to Delta this game would be Landon Kennel. As he started and threw 90 pitches against Peak to Peak. So Hancock will face his counterpart here, Haythorne, to try to get the third out of the inning. Haythorne's a nice batter to the plate for Eaton. Reds lead 8-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Like I mentioned, two outs. Runner at second is Garrison. The pitch. This one's going to be lined foul on the right side. Haythorne steps out, now back in. Hancock's got a sign. He'll check the runner and delivers. Breaking ball just misses. And the count's even. Hancock sets and delivers. Bounces to the plate. Raley keeps it in front of him. Gastineau keeps it in front of him. And run the count to Haythorne. Jake has a sign. We'll check the runner at second. Now come home. That one catches the plate at the knees, and the count's even. Hancock stares in. Now he's ready. And the pitch. One lifted into center field. Sprout back on it to the wall and can't make the catch. Haythorne will roll into second with an RBI double. And That will bring Joey Blaskowski to the plate as the Reds have batted around. Courtesy runner for Haythorne will be Liam Whalen. Blaskowski walked to lead off the inning. Gastineau able to block the pitch from getting by him, at least knocks it down and keeps Whalen from advancing. Handcuff stares him. Checks the runner. Now delivers. That pitch is right down the pipe for a strike. Evens up the count at one. Hancock. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball is going to be fouled off on the right side. Out of play. And now Jacob ahead of the count as the umpire will brush dirt off the plate. Blaskowski checks or steps back into the box. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Hancock. And that's strike three. They throw down to first and retire the batter. So Blaskowski did not check his swing, and Gastineau will complete the strikeout for the third out of the inning. So, 6 runs on 4 hits, 1 left on, and no errors for Delta. We'll head to the third inning with Delta sending 7, 8, 9 to the plate. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Any help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stasis for Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy for Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Start the top of the third for the Reds. He'll be working against Lockhart, Porter, and Leho, the bottom of Delta's order. Lockhart struggling at the plate this year, did not play against Peak to Peak. The pitch is going to miss for ball one. Again, Haythorne working very quickly as he sets and delivers. And he will miss the outside corner with that. And Lockhart. And the count 2-0. The pitch. This one jams him, and it'll be fouled out of play on the right side. In case you're wondering, when you jam a batter, it's when you pitch it inside and he's not able to extend his hands and hits it off the handle of the bat or so, around the knuckles. The pitch drops in for strike two. So the count's even. Here's the pitch. In the dirt and Rick checks the swing. So the count will be full. Catcher Duncan appealed down the umpire at first base, and he said no swing. So here's the payoff pitch from Basehorn. High and tight, and Lockhart able to check his swing and draw the leadoff walk. So that'll bring Lance Porter to the plate. Porter also did not play in the first game. Short lead by Lockhart at first, being held on by Garrison. The pitch, swing and a miss. Haythorn just blew it by Lance that time. Haythorn stares in and look over at Lockhart. Now comes set at the belt. And the pitch. That misses high and outside. Here's the 1-1. That'll miss outside. Haythorn stares in, looks at Lockhart, now comes Speck. And the pitch. Swing and a miss from Porter. And the count's even. Haythorn shakes off a sign. Now he's ready. Now he'll step off the back of the rubber, sending Lockhart back to first. Haythorn's quickly set and delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Porter. First out of the inning. Now Brett Laiho will come to the plate. Laiho came in briefly defensively in the first game, I believe. There was some confusion to the substitution. So Haythorn checks off the sign, checks Lockhart. Now he's ready to fire. That one on the outside corner for a strike. Laiho hasn't had many at bats so far this season. Might be his first one now that I think about it. The pitch, swung on and missed. Haythorn is ready. Here's the 0-2. This one's going to be line foul out of play on the right side. Laiho obviously behind that one, but stays alive in this at bat. Haythorn ready. The pitch in the dirt. Laiho swings. As the runner's going, he gets in there safely. Lockhart took off as the ball rolled away from the catcher, Duncan. Laiho ran toward first on the drop third, but it was occupied, so he is not able to take first. Two outs, runner at second, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor led off the game by striking out swinging. Got a runner in scoring position and Lockhart out at second, so looking to take advantage of that here against Haythorn. Delta behind 8-0 here in the top of the third with the two outs. Haythorn looks out at Lockhart, now comes home. Workman checks his swing, but I don't think it mattered. That was a strike. I'm not sure he actually checked his swing either, so. Haythorn's ready. Long look out at Lockhart at second. Looking him back to the bag. Now comes home. That breaking ball is in for a ball. May actually be a sinker there. And the pitch. That is going to miss the outside corner. And 2-1 to work with. Haythorne stares in. He certainly likes checks Lockhart. And comes home. Off-speed pitch is strike two. Haythorne looks at Lockhart and now delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And so Haythorne will strike out the side after giving up the leadoff walk. And coming up in the bottom of the inning will be 9-1-2 holes for the Reds. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Eaton Baseball Field, where the Reds lead your Delta Panthers 9-0. And Jacob Hancock will be back out here to work the third inning. Came in to work one-third of the second inning and stays in here. So we will... going to get a substitution now. Delta's going to sub in Joe Black in left field defensively for Connor Workman. Hey, Gentry steps into the left side against the righty Hancock. The pitch is low and ball one. Gentry walked in the second, came around to score. Hancock kicks and fires. Slimed right back up the middle at him. He gets out of the way as that one rolls into center field. Now Duncan will come to the plate. Gunnar Duncan is struck out and walked today. Gentry the runner at first after that single. Entry with a stolen base on the season. Got a good lead over there. The pitch. That's going to miss inside. Entry held on by Lockhart. Hancock will get assigned, and Gentry takes his lead. Hancock set and delivers. He's going to be fouled back to the backstop, and count will be even at one. Duncan will step out, make some adjustments, now step back in. Gentry with the not as big a lead as he's had, maybe by a step or two. And the pitch, this one close up there for ball two. It was a breaking ball, but it came out of Jacob's hand weird. Didn't really have much break to it. There's the 2-1 pitch. This one's on the ground to short, fielded by Clay, who shovels it a little too hard past Bynum. It rolls into short right field, and that's going to allow Gentry to reach third. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Duncan at first, and it's Zach Mast again. That'll bring Lucas Stone to the plate. Stone has walked and reached on the field each choice, scored twice today. Gastineau with runners on the corners will give Burns to his infield on how he wants to defend at the steal here. Mast with a short lead at first, held on by Lockhart. Hancock checks him. Checks the runner at third. Gentry now comes home. This one's lifted on the left side. Black stumbles as he's coming in on it. And Joe will make the catch. Runner tags at third. Cut off by Clay, and Gentry will score. And it is 10-0 for the Reds here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Walker Martin to the plate, and he is 2-for-2 with a double and a home run today, 4 RBI, a couple of runs scored himself. And Chuck gets the runner, fast at first. Now delivers. This one's going to be fouled off on the left side. Martin steps back in. Again, Martin projects it to go in the first round or two of the Major League Amateur Draft coming up later this year. That's still take ball one. If he doesn't go the MLB route, he is promised to Arkansas. And the pitch, one bounces to Gastineau, gets away from him briefly, and Mast is far enough up the line that Luke doesn't make a throw, and we'll have the stolen base. So 2-1 to count to Martin here with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Actually, it's the bottom of the third. That pitch is inside. So, Hancock. Not sure if you pitch around Martin here with the 3-1 count. And looks like he does. So Martin will draw the walk. And the Reds will have runners at first and second. Ryder Truitt will come to the plate. One for two with a home run today. A few steps into the box. And Chuck stares in. Now he's set. Sets the runner at second. Now comes home. That pitch is low. Stopped by Gastineau. And it's 1-0 to the Reds left fielder. Hancock comes set. And the pitch. That one's low. The sun quickly setting here in East. And maybe wreaking some havoc this right fielder and first baseman here. That pitch will miss. And it's 3-0 too true. See if he's got the green light 3-0. Mask the runner at second, Martin at first. Hancock checks there. And now, here's the pitch. This one popped up or hit deep left center field, and Trout makes the catch. Brado tracks that down left center. I think everyone here thought that that one may have been Trout's second home run of the game, and said it ends up being a fly out to center field, and or the center fielder in the second out of the inning. That'll bring Tate Smith to the plate. Smith has singled and struck out today, has an RBI and a run scored. Actually, looks like we're going to get we are going to get a pinch hitter. Cooper Niter comes to the plate. The pitch. Catches the inside half for a strike. Again, ask the runner at third or second and Martin at first. The pitch. That misses low. Don't see him. And Cox gets the sign and delivers. That misses low. And Cox gets the sign, checks the runners, and delivers. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That'll even up the count. Deuce is wild here in the bottom of the third. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the delivery. And swinging a miss. Strike three and Delta out of the inning. Just the one run scoring off the one hit. One left on. And no errors. So Delta will come to the plate in the top of the fourth with their 2, 3, and 4 home hitters. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
And this is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports now.
Six Lindsay up this inning as it looks like Rip Lockhart's getting loose in the bullpen for Delta. Haythorne will finish up his warm-up tosses here. As it looks like Ty Reed has got a helmet on and a bat in his hand. Looks like he's going to pinch hit for Strickland when we get to that point. But Clay going to lead off the inning. He struck out in the first. So Lando steps in against Haythorne for the second time. Haythorne delivers. One is swatted foul out of play on the right side. The pitch. That misses. And the count's even. Clay steps out now, back in. Haythorne working quickly once again. The pitch. That's low and outside. And the pitch. That's the strike on the outside corner, and the count's even. And the pitch. That'll miss outside. So Lando able to work the count full here against Haythorne. Here's the payoff pitch. A leadoff walk by Clay. We'll get Lando on first and bind him to the plate. He struck out swinging in the first. Clay, a decent lead off the first, held on by Garrison. Here's the pitch from Haythorne. First one's going to be laced into center field. The center fielder Gentry tracks it down. Clay retreats to first. That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. He's going to pinch hit for Ficklin. Reed, 2 for 2, was hit by a pitch, reached on an error, stole a base, had an RBI, and scored 3 runs. In the game against Peak to Peak, so he was busy. Runner on first is Clay. The pitch. Taken for ball one. That missed outside. One out here in the top of the fourth. 10-0 in favor of the Reds here. And Eaton, the pitch. High fastball swung on and missed. And the count's even. Play with a short lead and the pitch. This one in the hole on the right side as Reed goes off his field with that one. Given taking what the pitcher's given him and that'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. The runners at first and second, Gastineau flew out to the left fielder who made a diving catch in foul territory. That was true back in the second inning. Here's the pitch from Haythorne. It's at the knees on the inside half. Strike one. Long look in by Haythorne. Checks the runner at second now. We'll come home. That one's high and tight, and Gastineau takes ball one. Interesting here with runners on base. Haythorne's approach slows way down. Gastineau calls time at the plate, adjusts his batting glove, now steps back in. Left on right here with Gastineau. Clay leads from second, Reed from first. Garrison plays behind Ty at the bag, and that breaker is swung on and missed by Gastineau. Long look in by Haythorne. He shakes off one time. Now gets one he likes. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. So that's strike three for the second out. And now Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout struck out swinging in the second. Incidentally, 8 strike out of the game for Haythorne. Lost his no-hit bid this inning as a result of a single by Reed. The pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. Clay leads off the second, Reed from first. Both have good leads down there. Here's the pitch by Haythorne. That's outside for a ball. Counts even at one. Again, a long look in by Haythorne. Comes set. Checks the runners. And delivers. This one's going to get away from the catcher. Nope, they're going to say it hit Brado in the foot. And that'll load the bases for Lockhart. So Ducks on the pond for Rippey here. He drew the walk last inning to lead it off, and then his mate struck out behind him. So Rip looking to get Delta on the board here. They're behind 10-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Haythorne. This one's going to be foul back out of play. Haythorne out of the windup again with the bases loaded. The pitch. And Lockhart tries to check his swing, can't hold up, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Delta first baseman. Long look in by Haythorne. He's set. And the pitch. That one. This is outside. Lockhart trying to be tough with two here. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nice strikeout of the game for Haythorne. Ends the inning for the Panthers with three men on. 6, 7, 8 hitters due up for the Reds, and We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at DeltaCabinetCompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Change for Delta as Rip Lockhart makes his first appearance on the bump this season. Davian Lopez comes in to play first base. And we'll also get a defensive substitution as Landon Cannell comes in to play shortstop. Looks like Chaz Wilkes going to come in and play second base as well. As it looks like some of the main starters getting a breather here ahead of the game tomorrow. First pitch from Lockhart. This has a three-quarters arm delivery, it looks like, almost a sidearm. Delivers ball one to Garrison. Here's the pitch. That misses outside. I think we've got a pinch hitter for Eaton as well. Oh, nope, it is Garrison. As the 2-0 is fouled off for strike one. So with Lopez coming in, I think the designated hitter will be hitting for him now. As Lockhart is in the original lineup, there's been 2-1 is hitting a hole on the left side for a leadoff single by Garrison. And now looks like we're going to get a pinch runner. It's going to be number one, Kieran Begay. And now Haythorne will come to the plate. Haythorne, 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI today. Good lead by Begay down at first. And the pitch, down this outside. That pitch taken for a strike, so the count's even at 1 now. Long look in by Walker. Have he set the pitch? That will miss low and outside. Lopez Olson runner Begay on it first, and this 2-1 pitch fouled off, and the count will be even. Lockhart has a pitch, has a sign he likes, now comes home. That misses outside. And Haythorne has run the count full. Rip looks over at the runner Begay at first now. He'll come home. This one on the ground to third, under the glove of Porter. And it's hit in the hole, and Eaton playing station-to-station baseball with back-to-back singles, and Joey Blaskowski. Comes to the plate. Cash Rinker will come in as the courtesy runner at first. Strikeout and a walk for Blaskowski today as he takes ball one. Lockhart checks the runners, now comes home. This one a high hopper to third. Porter overthrows Wilkes as the ball sails into right field. One run will score as Blaskowski will reach on the fielder's choice. Haythorne ends up at third on the error. Begay scored from second. That'll bring up Cade Gentry. Gentry has singled and walked today, scored a couple runs. Rinker the runner at third. Blaskowski at first. Lopez trouble with the sun, and Gentry calls time. Lopez blocking the sun with his mitt there. He's staring right into it. Holding Blaskowski on at first. Here's the pitch from Lockhart. Fouled off to the left side. Lights on now here at the field at Eaton. This is the old baseball field when the high school used to be over in this area by the middle school. They've built a new high school here in Eaton, and the middle school, I believe, or the old high school became part of the middle school or something to that effect. Lockhart is quickly up 0-2 on Gentry. The new field just not ready yet, as this one's going to be lined in the left field. Rinker will come in from third to score the 12th run for Eaton. Blaskowski ends up at second. And Gunnar Duncan will come to the plate. As I was saying, the old high school is in the part of the middle school now, or the middle school moved into the high school. And the new baseball field is not ready yet at the new high school, which is about a quarter mile to the east of us. So, runners at first and second, they take their lead as this one's fouled off the backstop by Duncan. Blaskowski at second, Gentry at first. Lockhart has a sign and delivers. That's in there for a strike. And again, Lockhart up 0-2 on the batter. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eaton leads 12-0. The pitch. That misses inside. Duncan steps out, now back in. Lockhart set and delivers. That'll miss. High and inside. Here's the 2-2 delivery to Duncan. Swing and a miss, strike three. That'll be one out. Lucas Stone will come to the plate. Stone is 0 for 1 with a walk and reached on a fielder's choice today. Two runs score. Step into the left side against the righty Lockhart. Runners remain at first and second. Lockhart set and delivers. This one right back to Rip. He fields it. Doubles the runner off of second. 1-2 on the double play after the lineout back to Lockhart. Doubles Bukowski off of second for the third out of the inning. Two runs did score on three hits. One left on for the Reds. Don't think Delta had any errors that inning. They'll come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning with their 8, 9, and 1 holes due up. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Liam Whalen will come in to pitch. Haythorn moves over to first base. And due up for Delta is Lance Porter. He struck out swinging back in the third inning. So it looks like Whalen's going to come in the batting order in the first baseman spot where Tyron Begay came in to pinch run for Garrison. So Delta down 12-0 here in the top of the fifth, and Porter looking to start at minimum, a 3-1-run rally here for Delta. First pitch to Lance is in for a ball. So Haythorn finishes his day on the mound with a one-hit shutout, 9 strikeouts, and 1 walk. This one in the hole on the left side by Porter. A leadoff single by Lance will bring Leho to the plate. Leho struck out swinging in the third. So the catcher dunking out. Probably to tell Whalen just to shake it off. Everything's okay. Let's just keep going. So Porter takes his lead off of first, held on by Haythorn. The pitch taken outside for a ball to Leho. Long look in by Whalen. He's set now. And the pitch. That one misses outside. Mayo steps out. Now back in. And the pitch. That one will miss low and inside. Waylon over at first in the runner Porter. Now comes home. That one. Taken inside. I guess that was ball three. His pitch before was called a strike. So 3-1, the count now to the Delta right fielder. Waylon gets his sign. Comes set at the belt. Now comes home. This one on the ground to third. Third baseman Laskowski boots it, but still able to make the throw to second to get Porter. 5-4 on the put out for the first out of the inning. Leho reaches on the fielder's choice, and Joe Black will come to the plate. Joe came in relief to pitch against Peak to Peak. I don't think he had an at bat. The first pitch is swung on and missed by Joe. Long look in by Waylon. He'll look over at the runner at first now. The pitch. Comes outside, gets away from Gunner, but Leho not able to advance. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Reds lead 12-0. Leho off to his lead. The pitch. This is outside, and it's 2-1 to the Delta left fielder. Joe Black came in the top of the fourth as a defensive replacement in left field. The 2-1 is ball three. Leho has some speed down there at first. He's got a good lead. The pitch. Way outside, and Joe Black draws the one-out walk. And there's runners at first and second for Landon Kennel. Like I said, Kennel started pitcher against Pete to Pete. Got the win. The pitch is low. Low and outside on that pitch. Waylon checks the runners, now comes home. This one's going to be a soft looper into center field, and the center fielder, Gentry, able to come up with it. Leho tag advances. And it looks like Gentry may have hurt himself. Guyson. Maybe knocked the wind out of himself a little bit. So two outs here in the top of the fifth as Leho advances, tags and advances to third. Soft looper, great play by Gentry out there in center. Looks like he's doing okay now. And it looks like Chaz Wilkes actually came in as the player that the designated hitter is hitting for, and Damian Lopez will come to the plate for his first bat of the season. That pitch is in there for a strike. Lopez, a sophomore, his first varsity at bat, as he swings and misses at a pitch low. And now, Davey's going to have to be tough with two. Good lead by Black at first, and a swing and a miss for strike three will end the game. So we'll take a break, come back with the post game as Delta drops this one to Eaton 12-0. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete plane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Tanner back with you here. Delta did get a couple of hits against this potent pitcher, Haythorn, for Eaton. And believe it or not, I believe this is their number two. Their number one is Walter Martin. He'll get the start tomorrow when they play for the championship game. Delta playing at 10 o'clock tomorrow at University High School. They will play the loser of University and La Junta. So, and I'm not sure who that is. But that is when and where they will play. Once again, the final score here, Eaton 12, Delta, nothing. I will talk to you tomorrow, folks. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good